Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
It's 1235 and welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Oilers Now. We are at Rogers Place. We're going to tell you that guests on the show receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night in the town, every meal is an occasion at Roost Chris Steakhouse. It's the greatest steak you've ever had. Tell Brendan, Chris, and Taylor that Oilers Now sent you. All right. We are going to head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. We will tell you the top story today is not Evander Kane. Or Evander Kane rumors. The top story today involves Mike Smith, who was not on the ice for Oilers practice. He's had an aggravating thumb injury since the Oilers overtime game in New Jersey. A tendon issue that's going to keep him out of the lineup for 1 to 2 weeks. He's played six of the Oilers' 34 games this year. As we welcome aboard longtime NHL goaltender, top analyst for the NHL Network and ESPN for Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication, and solar, we welcome back to the show Kevin Weeks. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Stoff. Hope everybody's doing well out there in Alberta too, buddy. Thank you.
You know what? We need a game. I got Cactus Jack texting me saying, we got to start playing again, Stoff, because what's happening is, you know, the team's in a 2-9-2 stretch. They haven't played in a week, and, you know, people are going crazy right now on the Evander Kane stuff, and then we get the news today on Mike Smith. And so for all of the people, and it's revisionist history for some. But as you know, sure. Last year, Smitty had a .923 save percentage. He had a great year. He was a major reason why Edmonton finished second in the North Division. He, in a meritocracy, he earned a contract. But the critics will say, Kevin, 39 years of age, goaltenders can be injury-prone. And unfortunately, this year for Mike Smith, that's happened.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, listen, we spoke about it on your show all last year about how awesome he was in the net, and the fact that he's able to fend off Father Time and still play at this age is beyond mind-boggling to me. That's a testament to him and his conditioning, and you need some good luck on your side as well. And unfortunately for him, if his thumb tendon issue is the same one I had playing here in Carolina, and I'm actually physically here because we have their game for ESPN, Columbus and Carolina tonight. That can be a nagging one and a very painful one, especially if it's in blocker side thumb, because it's almost impossible to hold your goalie stick if that tendon is damaged. So and or the ligament is compromised. So either way, hopefully he's not going to be out for too long. We root for the health and safety of all the players across the league and hope that he's okay sooner rather than later for the oil's sake. That's for sure.
All right. How old were you when you got it? When you had it, and how long were you in and out of the lineup for?
I got that when I was 20. I had that when I was 29, but I played on. I literally got it shot up every game before every game. I probably shouldn't say that, but I got it shot up with Toradol before every game. They wouldn't shoot it up on practice days, which you can imagine the pain when you're seeing 300-400 pucks practice day, just holding your goalie stick, how impossible that would be. But for games, I got it shot up probably for about 2.5 months. But that was a contract year for me too. And, you know, I just want to keep playing and keep giving our team a chance to win. Obviously you feel horrible when you're not in the lineup for your teammates, especially when you're a goalie.
Well, he's missed 70 days earlier this year with LBI.
That's core.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of exasperation here. And I think, the fans will say, why in the hell did you guys re-sign a 39-year-old goaltender?
Right.
And others will say, because he was the best option out there and he earned it based on last year's performance. And that's
right.
And to further complicate matters, Kevin, you'll find this interesting. Bakersfield has canceled a game due to a COVID outbreak on their team, and Stuart Skinner was just in Canada. He was just in Abbotsford. He went 3-0.
He's 6-0-2 this season in the AHL at like .925. He's got a .916 save percentage in the NHL. He's going to need to, like, if they've had an outbreak, usually what happens is guys have to test a couple times to be able to come up in that situation. It's just
right.
It's just been an incredible confluence of events with goaltending.
Yeah, it totally has, man. It's been crazy. It's been a wild year for the Oil that way. And honestly, it's been that way for every team, like, and some teams more than others, unfortunately. I spoke to Brad Larson. We spoke to him earlier this morning, head coach of Columbus. We spoke to my, you know, former teammate, the great Rod Brind'Amour, reigning coach of the year, Jack Adams winner. And they were saying the exact same thing you're saying, Stoff. Like, they get to the rink every morning, they're looking at it. And for a lot of you Oilers fans that are there, you know, they're probably going on the website. They're looking to see who's available, who's on the roster. The coaches are literally doing that. The goalie coaches are doing that. The, you know, the capologists are doing it. Assistant GM, GM, team president. It's been in this unfortunate new world order, and hopefully we get out of this sooner rather than later, because it's been so annoying for so many of us around the world. But hopefully it's sooner rather than later. But it's really complicated things, because you look at your lineup sheet, and as they were saying to me this morning, like, we look at our lineup, and then our trainer comes and gives us some news that is unfortunate news, and then we got to tweak our lineup. So it's no different for the Oil. I know it's really tough that way, and particularly for their goal position, it's been hard this year.
All right, well, just for an update on that front, the Edmonton Oilers have only got 6 players that are currently up with the team that have not gone through COVID protocol due to Omicron. Okay, and that's Leon right. Draisaitl, Zach Hyman, Colton Sevier, Chris Russell, Mike Smith, and Mikko Koskinen. And so when Smith wasn't on the ice today, we thought, oh, crap, he's in the protocol. But he's not. It's a right. thumb injury that's going to keep him out a week to two. The Oilers had Yamamoto come back on the ice today. So they've got Benson, Turris, Perlini, Fogle, Bouchard, Cuckoo, yeah. and Konovalov, who's their taxi squad goalie. Those guys are all in the protocol. Now, we'll mention that I think Benson, Perlini, Fogle, and Bouchard will be, and Konovalov will be able to come out by Saturday. It's just, it makes it, and here's the irony, Kevin. We might be headed to a place 6 months from now where we just target protecting the elderly and people significantly we might just have to go down that path. In order to get, you know, that Boris Johnson's basically said that in the UK.
That's
the route we're going to have to go. It's just, you're thinking, does it make it, like, when you're working on ESPN, does it make it impossible to assess teams based upon, like,
it's really hard.
11.
Yeah, it's defense? Really hard.
Yeah, go for it. Give it to
No, you're spot on. It's really hard because Kenny just said this in his presser. You know, obviously, I watched the Oilers presser the other day and watched Kenny, and you know, he's a Hall of Fame manager, and we know everything he did in Detroit, and they're in the early stages of trying to do likewise with the Oil. And he said it himself. He's like, it's hard to evaluate our team. Look at our start, where we were, what we did. It's been a tale of two seasons, some underperformance in this current stretch, of course, a 2-9-1, I think you said, in this last stretch. And at one point, you know, the Oil had the best penalty kill. They were cooking. Guys were humming along. They looked like a wagon. And then all of a sudden, it looked like they fell off the back of the wagon, pardon the pun, but it got difficult. And then the COVID situation, obviously, has kind of ravaged their group, too. And here's the thing, too, Stoff, that a lot of people are probably talking about in bars around E-Town right now. I know it's early in the afternoon, but whatever, maybe having a little sip of something. But here's the thing. The Pacific Division's way better than we all thought it would have been this year. Like, let's be real. I mean, the Flames also got off to a great start the first quarter of the year.
Yep.
The oil was cooking. My man, Bob Buechner, he's doing a really good job with the San Jose Sharks. None of us saw that coming. Todd McClellan, who you know well, Todd's doing a really nice job with the LA Kings. Nobody saw that really coming. I mean, you know, and Anaheim Ducks, Dallas Eakins, who coached there too. Dally's doing a nice job, and all of a sudden Anaheim is cooking. So we didn't expect this Pacific Division to be as competitive as it is. And I think that plus the plus some of the, you know, kind of inconsistencies and then the challenge and who's in the lineup, who isn't, due to the COVID and the variants and everything else. Yes, to answer you, it's made it a very difficult task of being able to accurately assess certain clubs, for sure. Montreal, the exact same thing. They're having a horrible year anyway. But, I mean, look at their team. There's times when they hardly have north of 7 NHL players in their lineup. So it's been a really tough year. Not that anybody's getting, you know, any excuses or any hall passes. Brad Larson said that himself today. No excuses, but it's been a really difficult year. And it is tough to evaluate teams based on this right now, because here's one for you, Stoff. Remember last year we were talking about Carter Hart, right?
Yep.
And remember Alan Vigneault was shredding Carter Hart last year, if you recall.
And you were not pleased. And nor was I.
Wasn't pleased. And, right, exactly. And here's the thing, too. A lot of the rinks back home were closed. So Carter Hart, who skates with Tristan Jarry every year back home, and Tristan Jarry had a bit of an off year last year, too. But remember, they didn't have access to ice, especially with the restrictions back home. So it made it really tough for them as individuals. And, of course, especially when you're playing those positions, when you're playing net, excuse me, it makes it tough on your team, too. So it's a wild time, man.
The Oilers used 11 defensemen during this 13-game stretch. It doesn't excuse it. Yeah. What it does is, for the people that didn't believe in the team at the start of the year, it validates their projection. And for the people that didn't want to bring Mike Smith back, it reinforces their position. And conversely, a lot of the Oilers fans just want to see the team. I do think there's a percentage of the fan base, percentage of the listenerships of the show may not actually be Oilers fans. It might be fans, I'm flattered, if they're from other markets or whatever. But it is interesting. Now, what's happened here with Mike Smith has taken a bit. Yeah, I guess yesterday's story was Evander Kane. Uh-huh. Is Evander Kane, yes. Everything's on hold here until the National Hockey League investigates this latest situation involving him going to Canada. And by the way, yes. Kevin, as you know, because we have a what's it called? Arrive Canada app.
The Arrive Can app. Yeah.
He might be getting investigated by the Canadian government as well at some point here. Everything's clearly on hold with Evander Kane. The Oilers have been linked to him. We know that. I think that there's some people that have got this a little further along Edmonton can't even sign him right now, even if they wanted to, because the amount of players they have in protocol, the moves that they would have to make in and out of the lineup, they can't actually put even if the Oilers had him done, and I'm not, they couldn't even put it through at the stage, and now the league said, hold on a sec, we know there were multiple teams. First of all, are you surprised that there were multiple teams in on Evander Kane?
No, I've spoken to a lot of people that are very close to this. I just actually spoke to two of them before coming on the show, and I was leaving a voice memo for one when you called in for me to come on. In saying all that, I've been pretty close to the situation for different people that are very close to it that are involved in this process from multiple sides and different clubs and different people that are intimately involved in this process.
Yep.
I could tell you this. I think I'm not surprised. Let me qualify this by saying this, because I know there's going to be these people that are going to go down this road. I'm not here to absolve or advocate for or absolve anything that's has or hasn't happened, any of the allegations, any of the things that have been proven true, any of the legal stuff. That's beyond my depth, and I'm not here to absolve anything. And at this point, teams, and a lot of teams, and when I tell you a lot of teams, I mean a lot of teams, have been doing their due diligence. And quite frankly, if anything, the fact that the league is doing this investigation now, it gives teams even more time to do even further due diligence on him, getting background intel as best they can, going through different sources, teammates that have played with him for Team Canada, teammates that played with him in Atlanta when he first came in the league, Winnipeg, coaches, assistant coaches, you name it.
Trainers.
Like, they're literally going, people that know him from the Dub, like, they're going real deep, as best they can to get information. And I could tell you this right now, in addition to the oil, there are teams that would surprise people and say, oh, I never thought they'd be in on him. And believe me, there are about four of those clubs. I was just told that it's come down to a few clubs. A couple days ago, it was two clubs. Now, with the league investigation that's ongoing, a couple more of those clubs are back at the table.
Yeah.
I spoke to one NHL coach about this today who said, how the heck can we not investigate this? We've had different players in the history of the game, and I know players that I played with and or against, and coaches and managers and everybody else that have had legal situations, be it personal, be it family, be it community, be it business, or a combination of all the above, who have played in the league, work in the league, coach in the league, whatever. So it's not to absolve him of anything, but we've seen a lot of different people that we've known to love and cheer for and play with or against and cover in the game that have had their situations as well. So I think Kenny put it really well in his presser. Obviously, Kenny being the veteran that he is, I think he did a really good job in kind of explaining it, and so too did Connor McDavid. So we'll see where this goes, but there are a lot of players that could use a player of his skill set, in which this could very well be his last leg, his last opportunity in the league. A lot of teams could use his skill set, so I'm curious to see where it goes. He's a free agent, so it'll be interesting.
But we'll see whether or not, I mean, it is not out of the realm of possibility that he gets suspended again. Kevin, that is a possibility.
Perhaps.
We don't know.
Yeah, perhaps.
Right?
No. Listen, I just literally heard this before I got on the phone with you. You must be in my phone somehow. In addition, aside from all the talks that you and I had, somehow I have access to my stuff, because basically I was just told that, this is pending investigation from the league, of course.
Right.
There may be other, we don't know. But here's the thing, just to clarify, he can, and I'm confirming, he can sign with the club. But what would be unfair to the club is if he signs with the club, creates a roster spot for him. They go and they sign him. And next thing you know, there's, some type of supplementary discipline.
Right.
Which could lead to a suspension or something else that you were kind of alluding to. We don't necessarily know. And if that were to happen, then of course that puts the club in a bad spot, naturally. And that puts him in a bad spot, naturally, as well. So ultimately, it's a fluid situation. There's a lot of moving parts. This is one of the rare times that we've seen a player of his caliber essentially be a free agent in the, in the middle part of the season. And in a salary cap world where it's an $81.5 million salary cap that's been flat, where it's hard for teams to make deals unless you get super creative, this is a very unique opportunity at what is a unique time where we don't see players of his caliber become available as free agents. So people, as Connor said yesterday, everybody has their own take. I see a lot of people that have takes that don't know them, that don't know him personally. And I also know people that have takes that do know him. Both people that are supporters and people that aren't. So he's a real unique player in today's game. He brings a unique style to the game as a power forward that could score and that could punch your lights out, and that's fast.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see where this goes, but it's created a lot of intrigue. I'll tell you that. There's a ton of intrigue right now.
And a lot of teams, just to reiterate the point, a lot of teams doing due diligence just to and I guess I'm going to throw this back at you a little bit differently. Put yourself in Kane's shoes. He needs to resuscitate his career. It's going to be a short-term deal wherever he goes.
Yep.
You know what? I mean, if you're to look at a team where you can make the most impact or drive the greatest numbers, there's a team in Edmonton that's got two pretty good centers that have won the Hart Trophy.
Well, listen to that point. Like, as it was put to me yesterday, what if you get a chance to play with Connor and Leon, Stamkos, Kucherov, Barkov? I mean, I'm kind of giving you a little insight as to some of the teams that are still and that had been there. What if he ends up down here in Carolina where you have Svechnikov and Aho? These are some of the clubs, among others, that are in the pack of teams that have been interested in. Every one of those teams that I mentioned is a Stanley Cup contending team, by the way, especially. So we'll see where it goes.
All right. I'm going to – one more question for you because I know you got a 3 o'clock crew call here.
Go ahead. I'm literally ironing my tie, so go ahead. It's
you
fine.
Are – I'm telling you
– in the hotel room.
You are a man of – which one are you at, by the way?
We are at one of the lesser lights, not the JW Marriott Edmonton caliber right now.
Okay.
We're at an ECHL hotel right now. ECHL, East Coast Hockey League hotel.
Is it the
right
one
now.
In the mall?
No, but it's very close proximity. It's like you've got a spyglass on me right now, like 007. Get out of here, Stoff.
Hey, I used to be referred to as 007 by a member of the Oilers organization. He's still with us, but he was in a more significant role for a long, long time, and he used to call me 007 for my ability to finish.
I am not friggin' shocked the way you're able to make all these calls today. Go ahead.
All right, one final one here for you. Carey Price, because we're going to have George Laroque coming on. George is like, the Oilers must move and get Carey Price. Carey hasn't played all year. Like, I mean, off-season?
Yeah.
I might be willing to, if I could get, I'd have to get a ton of information because we're not sure.
Yeah, you guys, totally.
We're not sure where the injury, we're not even sure if he's going to play this year. Was he trying to get able to play for the Olympics?
Right.
Would you have concerns if you got a ton of information in the off season? He's got 4 years left in his deal. If the Canadians ate half the money, They've got the draft in Montreal. At least I think they have the draft. Maybe
they do. Yeah, July 7th and 8th. Yeah, Montreal. You had that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So would you have any concerns going after Price?
I mean, I've always loved Pricey since he was in Tri-City. Olaf Kolzig told me about him then since he was 16 years old in the dub and said he could play in the NHL then. That blew my head off. So I already knew what he was, what he was going to be. Been a big fan. Hope he's okay. Hope he's healing up. I know he was in the player assistance program. Always wishing him the best. Would I have concerns? Here are my concerns. My concern would be on my ability to get intel, which for me isn't a problem. But you need to get accurate intel as an interested club, right? You need to get as much factual and accurate intel as possible, up to the minute. What's his knee? How is he feeling coming out of the player assistance program? Medically, where is the knee? Structurally, where is the knee? How does he actually feel in the net, in pads, in skates, on the ice? What is his desire? We know he's a Western boy from BC. We know his wife's from Washington State. I, for one, as I told you before, I was out in Washington State, Seattle, that is, during the expansion draft week. I thought for sure they were taking him. They chose not to. This is a unique opportunity. If he's healthy and he's motivated, Carey Price is the best goalie, one of the best goalies of this generation, for sure. One of them. And he ultimately, certainly top five, and he ultimately wants to win a Stanley Cup. So what's his motivation now? And does he think he can win one with the Oil? I mean, does Connor start making, you know what I mean, a push? Like, I've said this before, if I'm Connor, and we just talked about this at lunch, Ryan Callahan, my former teammate with the Rangers, captain, played in the league a long time, and John Buchogoss and I, we just talked about this. If I'm the Oil, Smitty's been amazing. Smitty knows the way I feel about him. But as you look at the group, I see Leon, I see Connor, I look at Darnell. Those are all elite players at their position. You know, you also need to have an elite tender too.
Yep.
Then if that person is in addition to Smitty, fine, but I think they need to have an elite tender. And for me, if I'm the Oil, it's either the Flower, Carey Price.
And one's 38, one's 34.
Yeah, and both are awesome at their job. I mean, you got the reigning Vezina Trophy. I just saw the Flower last week. I had their game in Chicago and against Colorado. And the Flower still looks like he's 25.
Crazy.
Like, he literally does. And Pricey's always in good shape, and he's super trim and slim down for a big man that he is. So, I don't know. I think either one of those guys, in addition to a healthy Mike Smith, I think could help take them deeper towards where they want to go. But I would definitely be doing my due diligence on Carey Price for sure. You have to investigate that. And for Montreal, it's tough for them, but they've had such a tough year.
Yep.
Now, do they take a rebuild or a retool? You don't get goalies like Carey Price very often. We know how amazing he's been, but you have to investigate moving him if you're Montreal to try to net a really good return.
Kevin, awesome stuff. We'll let you get to work. We're running up against the clock. Thank you for joining us.
No worries, buddy. No problem, man. Thanks for having me, and thanks to all the fans out in Alberta, man. Stay safe.
There you go. That's Kevin Weeks for Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. The Oilers Now Injury Report for James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. They're the best. They're the heavy hitters of injury law. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. The Oilers head coach Dave Tippett saying, tendon issue for Mike Smith, why he wasn't on the ice with his thumb. 1 to 2 weeks, he will be out. We'll see if Edmonton can get Stuart Skinner here. They've had some challenges with COVID down in Bakersfield. It is 12:58. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we get back, Louis DeBrus for NHL Hockey and Rogers for GCL Diesel.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.